want to give Brother Sampson liberty tonight. They're always a little cautious about midweek, and I understand that. You know, I don't want to keep you here all night if I don't have to, but if the Lord keeps us here all night, that's where we need to be. That's all right. You know, some of you here for Brother Stewart's testimony about the young man, remember who God brought him back. Well, they had a service all till midnight, and that's what led him to the Lord, and that's the short of it. But you never know. The thing is, you got to just have an open heart and say, Lord, whatever your will is for me tonight. Did you come to hear from God? Amen. I believe our brother's got a gift of the Spirit, a gift given by God to feed us. You know, and we've had some good fellowship and be able to share testimonies back and forth. And that's a good thing. You know, I think that's good. I'm glad we have some to share back. I think sometimes some churches don't have that, but we can say the same, that the same God they believe in India, we believe here. He's the same yesterday, day, and forever. God has sent a message to get the bride ready. And we're part of that. Hallelujah. So we're going to invite Brother Sampson to come speak for us tonight. I just want to welcome the Holy Spirit. Do you want to welcome here? Holy Spirit, thou art welcome. I think it's going to be an F, Dad. Maybe not. That sounds a little high, don't it? Holy Spirit. Why don't I know what key this is? Does it sound right? We can just praise the Lord for a little bit here.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your anointing. Thank you, God Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We all, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we worship you, Lord. We praise your name. We adore you, Lord. We lift up your name. We magnify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord Almighty God. Oh, Almighty, we thank you, Jesus. Oh, the great Elohim, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we praise you, Almighty God. Oh, you are the worthy of all praise and honor and glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for moving among your bride tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh God, we believe that we are sitting in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank you for the atmosphere of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray, dear saints. Gracious Heavenly Father, Almighty God, object of worship, we thank you, Lord. We give all the glory, praise, and honor. We adore your name. We lift up your name. The name above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your love and grace and mercy in our lives. Lord, we thank you for your presence this evening, Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for coming into your people tonight, Lord. Lord, as the scriptures, as Lord, you said, Lord, where two or three gather in my name, I'll be in their midst. Oh, Lord, you are among us, Lord. We thank you for your presence. Lord Jesus, bless this service tonight. Lord Jesus, Lord, bless this church, Truth Tabernacle, all the precious brothers and sisters in this building tonight. Lord, also I pray for our precious brother, thy servant, Brother Andrew, pastor of this church, Lord. And Lord Jesus, bless this church and the ministry to be a blessing to all over the world, to the bride of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus, may this church send the living gospel of Jesus Christ, the light of this hour, to many people, Lord, to everywhere. Lord Jesus, Lord, bless this church, Lord, and Lord, help them and raise deacons, trustees, ministers in this church, Lord. And bless our precious brother, Brother James. Lord, thank you for using him as a song leader, Lord. Lord, bless this church, Lord. Bless all the precious brothers and sisters, Lord. Lord, anoint my lips, my mind, my heart to speak your word tonight. Lord, anoint the ears and minds and hearts of the people in this building tonight to hear and to receive your word. Lord, we pray that you come upon the scene and visit us in a special way. Speak to our hearts through your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, like you said, without me, you can't do nothing. Yes, Lord, we need more and more of you, Lord. Without you, we can't do nothing. Lord Jesus, bless each and every one of us. And Lord, speak to our hearts and meet every need. Supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Bless us with great spiritual blessings. Like your disciples said one time, Lord, increase our faith. Because you are the author and finisher of our faith, oh God. Lord, increase our faith, Lord. Lord Jesus, help us, Lord. And Lord, meet, supply all our needs, spiritual needs and physical needs and mental needs and spiritual needs, all the needs, Lord. You are the great Jehovah Jireh. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Bless the people here tonight. Lord Jesus, we call you upon the scene. May this service will be a great blessing to each and every one of us. We pray that be with us from the beginning to the ending, Lord. We submit and we surrender everything into your mighty hands. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus Christ, matchless and wonderful name we pray. And the bride of Jesus Christ says, Amen. Amen. Glory to God. While we are standing here this evening, If you have your Bibles, please turn with me. Let's read from the Holy Word. Revelations chapter 1, verse 1 to 8. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 1 to 8. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Amen. Blessed he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. May the Lord add his blessing of reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Thank you, saints. Before we go into the living word of our Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to greet you all saints in the matchless and wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm bringing greetings from my family and church family back home, and all the precious saints and our sister churches and our ministering brethren. They all send their love and greetings to you all in the matchless and wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My precious brothers and sisters, this evening I'm so glad to be fellowship with you all saints here in this building, in the Truth Tabernacle Church. And also I appreciate and thank a man of God, your pastor, Brother Andrew, for opening the doors for me to come and visit with us, with you all saints this evening. And, you know, and also I appreciate Sister Ellie and their love and, hospitality in their home. And I'm really, you know, I came yesterday night and fellowshipping with them and, meditating on God's word and resting well. And, things are going well by the grace of God. And I appreciate you all saints for your love and, your prayers and for your support for what you are doing for the country of India and also, all over the world, the mission work. Amen. And God's prophet said, when we are doing the mission work or foreign missions with the word of God. Amen. Here we see in the world many denominations and all different churches, independent and denominational churches, they are thinking that they are doing the mission work. And they are going to different worlds and different people and different nations, and they are, doing some kind of social gospel things. Sure. But our messenger, the messenger of this day, he said, when you do the mission work with the word of God. Amen. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Amen. That is great commission. And God's prophet said, it's a general orders. That's right. Amen. That's right. And it is a commission to the church. That is a mission of the church. And God's prophet said, God is depending upon you and me to take this living gospel to the dying world. One soul worth 10,000 worlds. Amen. My precious brothers and sisters, tonight I really, I'm enjoying my stay, and I'm enjoying the service. And while you are singing here and worshiping the Lord, really it's a blessing. Amen. Amen. Always, you know, because God is a spirit. We have to worship Him in the spirit and in the truth. Amen. Like Paul said, I pray in the spirit, I pray in my heart, I pray in my mind. Amen. I pray and I worship God. I give praise to Him with my mind, with my heart, with my body, all that I have in me. I praise my God. Hallelujah. Dear saints of God, I would like to give a brief report of the work of the Lord, what's going on. Some people, I think, the people would like to hear what God is doing. And by the grace of the Lord and by your prayers and your support and encouragement, spiritual encouragement, we are able to build two churches this year. We are working on the building of two churches since 3 years. By God's grace, we are finished these two churches this year, and we have dedicated these two church buildings for the glory of God. And, on the inaugurational stone, we put like this, the beauty, the strength and the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ Grace Tabernacle Church is the dedication of the people. Amen. Because God's prophet said in Seven Seals, He said, the beauty of the church is the character of the people. Amen. Character is a victory. Amen. And it is not a gift. We have to gain that. We have to, amen, by prayer, by virtue, by the Holy Spirit, by the Word. That Word creates the character. Amen. And the scripture says the Word is nigh thee. In your mouth, in your heart, because the Word creates that divine nature, the character in us. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So by God's grace, we are able to build two churches since 3 years. And the Lord really blessed us. We used to have one service under our porch. But by God's grace, now we have three services. Sunday morning, Wednesday evening, Friday morning, 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock, we are having fasting and praying. Fasting and praying for the Bride of Jesus Christ and the fivefold ministry all over the world and the special needs, So, my dear brothers and sisters, if you have any special needs or special prayer request, please let us know. Give us this prayer request. We'll pass that to the church, and our church will pray for you and your needs and your ministry here. Amen. And also, we have distributed over 100 Bibles to the poor believers, poor Christians this year. And some message books and tracts and message literature and gospel literature to the people, those who are in need. The people there, mostly hungry and thirsty for the Word of God. Amen. And we are able to baptize over 10 people this year by the grace of God. And we have four sister churches, and also, over 10 minister brothers working with us. While I was gone, these ministering brethren taking care of our church services, on Sunday and Wednesday and Friday, So I have scheduled them to come and preach for us. And also, we have every month we have a ministers fellowship meeting. And by the help of the Lord, we are trying to support them with resources like Bibles and message books and mopeds or motorcycles. Not your Harley Davidson or not like that. It's very expensive, but our mopeds are like 100cc, and so we are just helping them some way or the other getting this gospel to the unreached world, unreached and unchurched, because that is the great commission. Yes, you know, from the heavenly Father, you know. And it's always when we are doing the mission work with the Word of God, we are always in the will of God. Always, not one day, not 2 years or 10 years, no, not like that. But every day, you know, we are in the will of God, because God left His throne, His majesty, and His glory for a lost soul. He came to seek and save the lost. That is His heart. And Brother Branham said, it's heart of the mission, you know. And also a minister brother told me one time, he said, Brother Samson, you know, I heard someone saying like this: if your church is sick, put them on missionary diet. Put them on missionary diet. Because, you know, the people want to listen, want to know more things what God is doing in those countries, you know. Amen. So, my precious brothers and sisters, you know, the work of the Lord is growing. You know, the church is growing, the ministry is growing, and ministering brethren, and we are having four sister churches, and we bought properties in different villages by God's grace, and also, you know, by the grace of the Lord, this year we had a wonderful conventions with Brother Larry Hara and Brother Michael Myers from Illinois, and also Brother Hara from Kentucky. You know, they came to us, and new souls coming to the Lord. And these people, I don't want to go all this detail, but I would like to preach tonight. Most of my English I have learned by listening to Brother Branham tapes. So, one time, Brother Donnie Regan, you all know him, a wonderful brother in the Lord. He said, Brother Samson, so you speak a Kentucky accent, huh? So, yeah, how y'all? How y'all doing? So, I'm just, learning the different accents, you know. When I'm coming to the up north, I'm speaking some, you know, northern accent. When I'm going to the southern part, I'm speaking southern, you know. I'm trying to, you know, be a flexible to the people wherever I'm going, you know. And also I'm praying, God, Lord, wherever you take me, wherever you lead me, wherever you, you know, tell me to go and preach, I want to be a blessing. I would like to be a blessing to the people wherever I go, you know. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm so glad to see Sister Russell, right? Yeah, Mr. Russell and the Brother John, and I appreciate you all. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Tonight, my precious brothers and sisters, please pray for me while I'm standing here. I'm not a English speaking person, you know, I'm just learning. And this is my 8th time coming to the United States. And this is my 4th time, I believe, or 3rd time coming to Truth Tabernacle Church. And my precious brothers and sisters, I need your prayers. And also, you know, without Him, like Jesus said, without me, ye can't do nothing. Right. Nothing means nothing. Right. We need of Him every day, every moment, every second, every time. Because even though we are forgetting ourselves and sleeping on our nice beds, and we are forgetting ourselves, but God, He said, I will not leave you and I will not forsake you. And He is looking after you, and He's taking care of you from all evil, day and night. He's taking care of you. What a mighty God we serve. What a wonderful Heavenly Father we have. Amen. We are serving true living God. Amen. Hallelujah. Precious brothers and sisters, tonight, the Lord willing, I would like to preach on the subject. I would like to title this message, God's Love Letter to His Bride. God's love letter to His bride. And I would like to tell you one thing. When I was in 7th grade in my school, I really liked a girl. I liked that girl so much, and I wrote a letter. And I didn't, done with my homework and notes. So she's a good, a nice, clever student, smart in the class. So she's always first. She comes A plus. You know. So I took her. I borrowed her notes to get to home and to write all the notes. And when I took her notes back home. I took that notes, turned the pages to the back, and I wrote something like this. You know, maybe if she's a Christian girl. But I was not Christian at the time. I was just 13 or, 14 years old. So I'm writing like this. If God, if it is in God's will, maybe you'll be my, girlfriend, or you'll be my, helpmate. I said something like that. But she didn't understand what that means. See, it's like a love letter. I wrote a love letter, few words in the back. When I was just seven, in my seventh grade. Precious brothers and sisters, God's love letter to his bride. Yes, amen. Amen. God's love letter to his bride. And Brother Branham, God's prophet said that, this Holy Bible is the love letter to his bride. Yes. Amen. This love letter, this is the love letter to his bride. And also God's prophet saying that in his messages. I'm not going to all those because I'm watching the time. This is Wednesday night, and also maybe tomorrow most of the people go to work, so I don't want to take all the time, but I'm just want to go, I don't want to go into all those things, but you all know that Brother Branham talking about, when he was in, when he's going to overseas, and when he's traveling to different countries, and he's writing a letter, and his wife is writing a letter. She was saying, "Hi, Bill, I'm here. I'm making little kids to sleep, and we had this and that," and and Brother Branham saying that I'm reading all her words in the letter, in that letter, but I know her heart, her mind. What she is going, what she's trying to say. He said that I knew her mind. I knew her heart. Amen. I know what she's going to say. What she's trying to say. But I'm reading in the between the lines. Yeah, I'm reading between the lines. This is a love letter. Amen. Yes. And my precious brothers and sisters, we have read some scriptures here, and I wrote some notes here, and God's word is a love letter to the bride. Amen. To his bride. Amen. Not to everyone. Amen. Because Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice." My sheep hear my voice. He didn't say that all sheep, but he said, "My sheep. My sheep hear my words, and they will follow me." Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And God's word came to us by three different ways, or three different manifestations. One, spoken word. Yes. The Bible says in Genesis 1, that is the seed chapter in the Bible. Amen. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Let there be moon. Let there be suns. Let there be, trees and plants and herbs. And let there be whatever he spoke. It came into existence. Amen. By his spoken word, he created this universe. Amen. That is his spoken word. It's created you and me in a spiritual form. Before the foundation of the world, we were in God. It is eternal thought. We are here tonight as a expression thought of eternal God. Amen. Hallelujah. Spoken word creates, hallelujah, everything which is came into existence. It's by God's spoken word. Amen. And God's spoken word. And next is the written word. We all know that. Amen. In Deuteronomy 9th chapter, it says, "And the Lord delivered unto me two tables of stone written with the finger of God. And on them was written according to the words which the Lord spake with you in the mount of the midst of the fire." That's right. "In the day of the assembly. Yeah. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights. That the Lord gave me the two tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant." Amen. Yes, sir.
And it was God's finger, the finger of God, wrote the words of the word of God. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. Written word. Amen. Written by the finger of God.
Yes.
Finger of God. Amen. It is a supernatural. Amen. It is the power of God. Yes. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, from the time of Moses to apostles, the word of God was written. Amen. And written word, first spoken word, second written word. And Hebrews 10:16 says, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, said the Lord. I will put my law into their hearts. Hallelujah. Into their hearts and in their minds. I will write them on heart, in the mind. God is writing by the message of the hour. Amen. This message coming into our heart, because faith cometh by hearing, hearing of the word. Amen. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he began to sound, the mysteries of God shall be finished. Hallelujah. That word coming into our heart, that word coming into our mind, and God is writing his word on our minds and on our hearts. That's his promise. That's his promise. Amen. And St. Paul said, for as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, written not by ink, hallelujah, but the Spirit of the living God. Amen. But by the Spirit of the living God, not in the tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart.
Amen.
Written word on the minds of the people, on the hearts of the people, on the bride of Jesus Christ. The word is written. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's prophet William Branham said that in the message, blasphemous names and another messages, he said, God wrote three Bibles. One, two, three. Three Bibles. It is in the sky, zodiac. Zodiac sign. The first zodiac sign. What it is? He said, virgin. And the last is Leo. And Brother Branham said, Jesus came in his first coming by virgin birth. And in his second coming, he's coming like a lion of the tribe of Judah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And second Bible, he put in a pyramid. Amen.
Yes.
And some people says that the pyramid was not in the Bible. And God's prophet said, Enoch, the great, prophet of God, he built the great pyramids, right? And here Brother Branham said, even we could not put a razor blade in between them stones. Amen. Even the razor. Hallelujah. Pyramid type to the bride of Christ. Amen. The stone which was refused to become the head and capstone. Amen. And if you see what is this scripture mean, and when you go to Egypt, Brother Branham said, when you go to Egypt in Gaza, great big pyramids, they don't have that headstone or capstone on it. Why? Because it is tied to Christ. It is tied to the bride,
yes,
the church of the living God.
Right.
Amen. Yes. And he put that pyramid, the Bible in that pyramid. Amen. Amen. And in those stones, which were, built it by that great Enoch, a prophet of God, even you could never put a razor blade.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Among them stones. And God is building his church. It is spiritually, we are the living stones of living God. And we are built, and he said, I will build my church upon this revelation.
Amen.
Amen. The solid rock. I will build my church. He said, I will build my church, his church, his bride, his people, holy nation, peculiar people. Amen. He built his church upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Amen. And he built his church. We are the living stones. We are the living epistles. We are the living stones of living God.
Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah. Pyramid to the type to the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. And they refused the stone, the cornerstone, but it is becoming the headstone, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Right.
And number three, Here, the third Bible is the Holy Bible, which is in our hands. Yes, Bible, B-I-B-L-E, best instruction before leaving earth. Right. Believe it brings life eternal. Yes. It has 66 books in the Bible, in the Old Testament 39, and New 27. This all Brother Branham talking about, amen? Yes, and in Genesis to Deuteronomy, it is a law written by Moses. Joshua to Esther, history, amen? Yes. Job to Song of Solomon, a poetry. Isaiah to Daniel, it's a major prophets. Hosea to Malachi, it is minor prophets. The Bible says all the scripture is given. Inspiration of God. All the scripture. All the scripture from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22. The last scripture. It's all given by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, brother. Amen. So, you know, the scripture says all the scripture is given by the inspiration of God. Amen. And then Second Peter, you know, the Peter saying that knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture, no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. The flesh and blood not. Flesh and blood not revealed to you. Hallelujah. Not by the will of man, but holy men of God spake, they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. The sons and the daughters of God led by the Spirit of God. Amen. So that's why we are here to come and worship God. We are led by the Holy Ghost. We are here to worship God. We are here to praise Him. We are here to adore Him. We are here to give glory to Him. We are here. We are led by the Spirit of God. We are led by the Holy Ghost. So that's why we came to the church.
Hallelujah.
All together, 40 men wrote this Holy Bible. And Hebrews says, Hebrews chapter 4 says, for the word of God is quick. Quickening power is in the holy word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Yes. So that's why Jesus, you know, when he met the people, when he went to the new people, he said, I don't know you and you don't know me. Like Brother Branham said, I don't know you brothers. I don't know you about lady. I don't know anything about you. But when the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Spirit talking to them, yes, when the Holy Spirit revealing him about their love, that is nothing but the word.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
The word becoming flesh again.
Yes.
That is a messianic sign.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Messianic sign. Discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart of the people.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Jesus said, search the scripture, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are testifying of me. Amen.
Right.
And every scripture is the holy word.
That's right.
And we believe this is the holy word to our life. It's eternal.
Amen.
Eternal life to our limited lives in this passing through this, you know, theophany in this world. Amen. And Jesus, you know, the Bible says, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. God's prophet said, read your Bible every day and pray every day. That is a feeding on the word, you know. Amen. Like every day reading of the Holy Word in the morning, in the daytime, in the afternoon, every time, you know, that's encourages our soul. That blesses our soul, our heart, our life, our daily walk with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read.
Yes.
Read. Blessed who are readeth.
Yes.
Amen. And that heareth the word of this prophecy. Keep those things which are written, not in the pages of the Bible, but it is written on our minds, in our hearts. Glory! Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. So that's why God's prophet said here, no law but love. No book but Bible. No creed but Christ. And no membership, only fellowship in Christ Jesus. Amen. Bible says the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Amen. We should not add or take anything from this book, God's word. Amen. This is a love letter. Many people are not understanding what is in there in Matthew 28 and 19. Because they don't understand. It's for the bride. It's for his wife. It's for his poor ordained people. It's for them. So that's why they didn't understand. They don't understand. So they are going and baptizing the people in titles. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So that's why they don't understand when they're reading, about the Holy Ghost. They think that when the Holy Ghost come upon them, they speak in the tongues. But the scripture says, when the Spirit of truth come into you, He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Takes you to back to the word, back to the message, back to the Bible. Glory. You should not add or take anything from this book, Holy God's Word. And the Bible says here, behold, the days come, say the Lord, that I will send a famine in the land. Famine, not a famine of bread or nor a thirst for water, but of hearing of the words of the Lord. Here, these scriptures always reminds United States. Always reminds me United States. I'm sorry to tell you this, my brothers and sisters, because you know you have a lot of plenty of food here, plenty of water, plenty of drink. When I went to that machine, you know, it is bringing up all big different, you know, what kind of Sprite you like. It says, oh, Sprite, cherry and peach and all different pineapple. Oh, then after I want to go to some other drink, you know, Coke, and the Coke drinks coming upon all different choices, lots of drinks. Lot of cold drinks, lot of water. In some places in India, in some places in Africa, they don't have water to quench their thirst. And people are dying in the summer. This summer, this last past summer in India, we had about 47, 48 degrees Celsius, which is about 120 degrees here, your temperature. And over 2,000 people died due to the heat. In our state, in our region. Because, you know, people, they don't have, facilities and, proper, things, you know. They don't have, all these kind of, things. But, you know, my brother, sister, here the scripture says, God is sending the famine. Yes. Not people, not organizations, not a religious people, not a nation bringing that, but God is sending them because hardness of the heart. Yes. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst of water, but of hearing of the words of the Lord. Yes, sir. You have plenty of food. Amen. Plenty of food. A brother told me, Brother Samson, don't shy here in the United States. If you are feeling hungry, if you are feeling sick, if you are feeling having some problem, don't shy to tell the people. Because in India, we have that kind of, mindset up or whatever you call the culture thing. You know, we don't open and we don't tell any people. We hesitate sometimes. But, here, brother, one of the minister brother told me, Brother Samson, Brother Shetty, you don't, hesitate. If you shy, you will die. He said, if you shy, you will die. I came to understand that is truth. Yes. See, lots of plenty of food. The Lord blessed this country. And many, you have much food, much, everything. Because what I observe, what I noticed, what I understand, because of the ancestors or your people, early in back in 200s or 300 years ago, your people came from Europe and they are worshiping the Lord, and they found this country upon the Bible principles, on the Word of God. Like Brother Branham, last night I was listening to Brother Branham's message called "A World Is Falling Apart." In that message, Brother Branham saying that this country was found upon, Bible, foundation. And he's talking about Abraham Lincoln and George Washington, those great men, So they all prayed and they found this country upon Bible, the Word. Yes. God's love letter to the bride. God's love letter to the bride. So that's why the people are not understanding what's in there in Malachi 4 and how it would be. They think that how it would be. Five times Elijah? What? They don't understand. Because the bride, when the bride reads, she will read in the between the lines.
Amen.
Reading between in the lines.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen.
Yes,
man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Yes.
Not by favorite words or favorite scriptures, but every word.
Amen.
Every word. Not by favorite words, not by favorite scriptures, not by favorite quotations, not by favorite chapters. It's by every word, every message. Amen. Oh, I don't like that message. No, you should not say like that. Oh, I don't like that scripture. No, you should not say that. Because every word, but by every word that proceedeth out of mouth of God, they will live. Amen?
Amen.
Revealed word. Jesus asked his disciple, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? They have got different ideas and their private interpretations. But Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ. Brother Branham said, Christ. Christ is the anointed word. Anointed word of this hour. But Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood. Not by will of man, not by will of flesh, but by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
But by the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, for flesh and blood hath not revealed. Third, first spoken word, written word, revealed word.
Yes.
Revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in the heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, upon this rock. The revelation,
yes.
I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation in Greek word, it means apocalypse. Something opened to you, revealed to you. And Jesus, and Brother Branham, he was mentioning this reference in his preaching and he's saying that, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven. And earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and hast revealed, revealed word, revealed to them babes, babes. Hallelujah. He revealed his word to me, to you. If we compare our education, our abilities, our knowledge and our thinking, our doing things with the denominational world, we are nothing before them.
That's right. Yes.
They are very, intellectuals, theologians, seminaries, very big, they have a big knowledge, lots of knowledge and education programs and everything.
Right.
If you compare, we are nothing in front of them.
Right.
But God revealed to the babes. Brother Branham said that this Bible is a love letter to his lovely bride. Reading between in the lines.
Yes,
and the scripture says here, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. What it mean? Finished. Revealed.
Yes.
Revealed in these last days.
Right.
Revealed word. Amen. As he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Amen.
Amen.
And Amos 3:7, surely the Lord God will do nothing. But he revealeth.
Yes.
Revealed word.
Yes.
Revealeth.
Amen.
His secrets.
Yes.
Unto his servants the prophets.
Amen.
Revealed word. Spoken word. Written word. And revealed word.
Amen.
All the word is in the bride.
Yes.
And the scripture says the word is nigh thee. In your mouth. on your heart. God wrote that word on our tables of our fleshly tables on our heart. Amen. Message of the hour. Reading between the lines. Reading between in the lines. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 21 says, unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. This scripture, many times, Brother Branham, he was preaching on this, you know, in his messages, in his sermons, Brother Branham mentioned that God killed an innocent lamb for his son and his daughter. Did you see that in the Bible? It's not there. It's not there in the Bible. See? And when I was preaching this message, when I was reading this message, so the question came into my mind. But Brother Branham said, if you have any question, if there is a Bible question, there is a Bible answer. Amen. If it is a biblical question, there is a biblical answer. Amen. So here you see, Brother Branham said, he mentioned about these scriptures in his messages many times. He killed an innocent animal, a lamb, for those people, you know, and those who are sinned, committed sin, you know, and made coats, skins of coats. Brother Branham said he killed an innocent lamb. You don't see that in the scripture here in the Bible, but reading in the between, in the lines. That there has to be an animal to be killed. Without that first sacrifice, without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission or redemption or, you know, remission of the sins.
That's right. Amen.
See?
Amen.
God killed an innocent lamb. Brother Branham said, he killed an innocent lamb there.
Yes,
an innocent lamb was killed.
Yes.
But you don't see that in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
In third chapter of Genesis.
Right.
But reading between in the lines.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God's prophet said, God killed an innocent lamb for them. It's not written, but reading between in the lines.
Yes.
Abraham and Sarah, their bodies were changed. Brother Branham said, their bodies were changed. You can't read in the Bible. It's not there in the Bible. You don't see there in the Bible. But it says, it's not written in the Bible, but reading in the between. Reading between in the lines. Seven church ages. You don't see the ages in the Bible.
That's right.
But it's a spiritual divine revelation to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Which is written.
Thank you, Lord.
As a secret. It's a mystery. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he began to sound, the mysteries of God should be finished.
Amen.
Revealed. Reading between in the lines.
Amen.
Seven seals.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
The great mistress reading between in the lines.
Yes, sir.
Serpent seed.
Yes, sir.
Reading between in the lines. Marriage and divorce. Oh my. Powerful. Hallelujah.
Sure.
Reading between in the lines. Malachi 4. Reading between in the lines. Revelation 10:7. Luke 17:30. Reading between in the lines. We are in the scriptures. God's word, reading between in the lines. We are reading between in the lines. That means the revelation of Jesus Christ. He wrote this. Brother Branham said he wrote whole Bible. He used great men of God. By the Holy Spirit, they wrote. They understood what's in the mind of God. And they wrote all these scriptures by the divine inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. By the Holy Spirit, they wrote this Bible, and this Bible was a love letter. It's a love letter to the bride.
Yes.
And he gave it to his lovely bride.
Yes.
And when she got this love letter, she was reading.
Yes.
By the help of the messenger.
Right.
Amen. When she was reading, and the Lord is revealing himself.
Hallelujah.
Himself to his bride.
Exactly.
Oh, glory.
Glory.
Amen. We are, amen, his people.
Amen.
We are his bride. Matthew 28:19, reading between in the lines. Amen.
Yes, sir.
No one could never understand God's except Mrs. Jesus Christ, cause it is the love letter to her from her husband. She will read between in the lines.
Amen.
Jesus said, it is given unto you,
yes,
the wife of Jesus Christ, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them, to the denominational unbelievers, to the denominational world, but to them it is not given. My brother, sister, spoken word, written word, and revealed word. And also in whole universe, God put his word. In the sky's zodiac sign, and in the pyramid, and in the hands of the people, the word. Amen. And now, at the Holy Spirit bringing us to know who we are.
Yes. Yes.
Who we are. Who I am. Yes. Who I am. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The scripture says, you know, here, Brother Branham talking about, I would like to read a few quotes here. Yes, and before that here, recognizing your position in the scripture. Brother Branham is talking about those things. And the Bible says the word is nigh thee, even in the mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Faith is the revelation which is revealed to you. The word of revealed word. Amen. And Acts chapter 13 and verse 48 says, when the Gentiles, bride, Gentiles, Mrs. Jesus Christ, bride, heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord, and as many as were ordained. As many as were ordained. My precious brothers and sisters, I am so glad we are ordained by God, by his amazing grace, not by our abilities, not by our background, not by our education, not by our knowledge, not by our great things, but by his lovely grace, you know.
Amen.
Loving kindness and by his grace. And the scripture says, when the Gentile bride heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life.
That's it. Amen.
Eternal life. Believed. And I would like to read some quotes here, Brother Branham saying here, and here in the message of perfect faith, he said, he, Jesus, had faith with his power. How did he? He said, I can do nothing in myself.
Right.
Why? He relied upon what he was.
Yes.
He relied in knowing that he was the Word.
Yes, sir.
And he had faith in God who made him the Word.
Amen.
And he was God, the Word, and it was in him. And that gave it, that word gave him faith because he understood his position. He knew what he was because the scripture had said he was this. And here every scripture tied in to prove that he was exactly what the scripture said he would be. And he knew what he was. Jesus Christ is a perfect man and a perfect God, and he's a perfect example to you and me tonight. And has, by the word of God, by the help of the Father, by the word of God, by the revelation of the word, he came to understand who he is, who he was. He recognized his possession. Amen. Here he said, therefore he relied upon what God had made him. And if he did that, then can't we rely upon what God made us as believers? Wow. Powerful. These signs shall follow them that believe. He had faith in what he was. And if you are a believer, you have faith in what you are.
Yes.
You are faith. You are a believer. And if you have got faith in God, the Bible says over here in 1 John. Amen.
Yes,
but as long as you are doing things that wrong, you can't have confidence towards God.
Right.
But when your heart doesn't condemn you, and you know you are a believer, and there's nothing between you and God, you can ask what you will, and know that it will be given. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because it's the word that's given to you, just like it was to those disciples. Now, the only thing you have to do then is have faith in what you are. Amen. Have faith in what you are. That's the revelation. It's not only knowing the mysteries of God, but it is also to know who I am and who you are, who we are. Hallelujah. Amen. Have faith in what the word says you are. And Jesus had faith in the word of God that said he was. It is written of me.
Yes, sir, that's it.
He came to the disciples. He came to the scribes. He came to the big theologians and doctors of law. And he went to them and he said, it is written of me.
Right.
In your Bible.
Right, that's it.
I am in your scripture.
That's right.
The same bride.
Yes.
She has that revelation. Oh, and yeah. She knew that she is in the word.
Amen.
She is more than conquerors. We are the more than conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He knew with the perfect faith that he was the anointed Messiah, that the Spirit of God was upon him. Amen. And my precious brothers and sisters here, Brother Branham is talking, and when the word of God comes in you, it's made manifest, for you are a believer.
Yes.
A believer is faith, believer is the faith of God that moves in you. Amen. Knowing who he was without a shadow of doubt.
Right.
Amen. Amen. He knew he was the Son of God. He knew it, for the word identified, the word of God identified who he was.
That's it.
He was the manifestation of the Amen. Word for that age. He was Isaiah 9:6.
Yes, he was.
Amen. And he realized and he recognized and he knew his position.
Right. Amen.
Amen. For the word identified himself what he was, and the same word identifies us.
Yes.
Jesus identified who he was in the scriptures, and the bride identifies who she is in the word today.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, see, he knew who he was. Therefore, he had faith. Faith could produce when he knew what he was. Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. Here in Brother Branham saying in the perfect faith, he said, Jesus had perfect faith. He had it. And it come because he was the word.
Yeah.
And you become the word. You become the word.
Oh.
As you receive the word.
Amen.
Receiving the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's it.
Those who are ordained by God,
they
accepted the word.
Yes.
They received
Amen.
The word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Brother Branham say here that if ye abide in me and my words in you, my words which this word abides in you, and then ask what you will, it will be done for you. See, if you say to this mountain, God is bringing us back to that maturity.
Yes.
Bringing us back to that original condition. Bringing us back to that original position. To spread the word.
Amen.
Yes.
I can tell you hundreds and hundreds of testimonies.
Yes, sir.
In my I shared with Brother Andrew the other day, while we are coming in the car, a sister got, her name is Jyoti. Her kidneys failed and her liver damaged and that sister, 26 years old, she's expecting child, and her due date was over, and her mother Sister Martha is a head nurse in the government hospital, and when they took her to the hospital, and the doctors in the city in our local city, they found that her two kidneys were failed. And her liver was damaged. and all the jaundiced fluid and urine and all these things went into her body, and her body became yellowish color, and she's swelled up, you know, all swelling. And the doctors lifted their hands, you know, they said, we can't do nothing now. And the boy in the womb, he drank all that, he swallowed all the water. And this mother, you know, that sister and his son in a deadly shape. But they went to the hospitals. They finally, you know, they told their family to take her to the big hospital in big city, you know, Hyderabad. And they ran to the Hyderabad, and finally, you know, she gave birth to a little boy, you know, that child. And when he was born, you know, mother was looking, she was looking like a yellowish, you know, she became yellowish color due to the jaundice, you know. And also this boy, when he was born, he was like blue. He is like blue, and both are in a deadly condition, deadly shape, and they're dying. They're in a dying stage. Amen. The world is a dying stage. The people are dying.
Right.
Denominations die. Religions die.
Right.
Unbelievers are dying.
Right.
Everyone is dying in this world,
yes,
today.
Sir.
But the bride is having that eternal life.
Amen.
I give my life,
yes,
to them. Z-O-E. Z-O-E. Zoe. Right? Zoe. Amen. And you know, they're crying. All this family is crying and crying and crying. And, you know, in the Hyderabad hospital, the doctor said, you know, you can take her. Even though her mother, head nurse in the hospital, she is a government servant, government employee. But they said, we can't help you. They lifted their hands and said, no hopes, nothing. They told them to take that sister and her son back to home, because they said it is wasting of time and wasting of money. If you put there, you have to pay all the bills to the hospital. So
right,
there is no hope.
Right.
They came to home and they asked one of the minister brothers to come and pray. And they prayed, and they asked us to pray. We are praying in our fasting and praying in the church. So one of the minister brothers said to them, you come and join with us in the fasting and praying. They came one Friday morning, 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We are having fasting prayers, fasting and praying, sisters, brothers, all praying. So my wife is also nurse. See, when she saw Sister Jyoti, she is 26 years old. So when she saw my wife, when she saw that sister, she said, she is in a last, final stage. Final stage. So she told me she is in final stage. This is, but I told my wife, but I don't want to confess that. I don't want to say that. Because the scripture says, the word is nigh thee, in your mouth, in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, the word of God in us. So I said, I don't want to say any negative, but I speak the word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I said, she is not going to die.
That's right.
And her son also as well. Not going to. They are not going to die. They are going to live in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I ran into the church with this Brother Branham's prayer cloth and the stone, which, you know, the blast in Sabino Canyon, and in that blast all the stones came out from that stone, you know, and the rock became a pyramid, you know, like a pyramid,
right,
stones. So I took that and I went into the church and I prayed, and I asked the brother to, you know, one who is leading the prayers, you know, I told him, you know, ask that sister to come to the right side of the platform, to the pulpit. And I told some of the ministering brothers, you know, we have 12 minister brothers working with us. So I asked them to come. All church stood up. And I read scriptures. St. Mark 16. And this sister was not able to sit on the chair. She was not able to sit on the chair. Whole body. Even though she gave birth to a boy, you know, her stomach is big because of that situation, you know. So I read a few scriptures, St. Mark 16. And then after I explained about the towel and the stone, what the Lord has done in this age when the prophet of God is upon the scene. So I shared those things with them in the church. So brother, sister, I asked their sister, do you believe, sister? And she said, yes, I believe. So help her. She said, I want to ask the Lord to help me, you know. So I said, yes, God will help you. And we just simple, you know, we anointed with oil and we prayed, asked that sister to hold this kerchief and the cloth and the stone. And we prayed. And, you know, after the service, they left. So next day, Saturday, her mom took this tape and she measured her body, you know, the stomach. And her stomach, you know, went down to the 2 centimeters down. Amen. The healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ, yes, is working. So after that, you know, it's not like a big any kind of it was not expressed to our eyes right quick, but the power of God went through her body with the word of God.
Amen.
By speaking the word. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the scripture says here in Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void,
right,
but yeah, it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Amen.
The word working in us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes. And it's a revelation. Amen. So when we prayed, the Lord did a great miracle, and I spoke the word. Yes, and sir, she went back home. Last week when I talked to my wife, she told me, Sister Jyoti came to the church.
Hallelujah.
She was not able to sit on the chair,
right,
but now she is sitting on the floor with other sisters.
Amen.
Her body came into the normal condition. Her boy, I asked, how is her boy doing? She said, my wife said, her boy doing good and mother doing good.
Hallelujah.
Everybody's doing good. And she stood up in the church and she gave testimony.
Amen.
She gave testimony. Amen. She said, I'm serving living God.
Yes.
And she said, brothers, Samson Shetty, pastor, prayed for me and he spoke the word, and you all church prayed for me. And, you know, in the presence of God, I truly believed, and the Lord healed me and touched my body. Now I'm doing much better. I'm doing good. I'm no swelling, no poison, no problem, nothing. I'm alive.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Here, Brother Branham saying that you become the word. You become the word as you receive the word.
Amen.
If it's said to this mountain.
Yes. Right.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It won't be like in a few seconds or right there, but it will work.
Yes, right.
The word will work.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It takes time, but it will work.
Amen.
I spoke to that sister.
Amen.
Sister, you are not going to die, I said.
That's right.
You're not going to die. Your son is not going to die. You are going to live.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
Because we are serving the true living God.
Amen.
Amen. And here Brother Branham said, be moved. If you say to this mountain, be moved. And don't doubt, but believe in what you have said. Then you shall have what you said. When you pray, believe that you receive what you ask for, and ye shall have it. It will be given to you. Time, space, nothing else will ever change it. You know, it's done. It's already over with. Now watch. Now, he said to us, if ye abide in me and my word in you, St. John here, you can ask what you will. It will be done. Amen. Then recognize your position in the scripture
That's
as
it.
A believer.
That's it. Right.
Recognize. That means the bride in the word.
Yes.
That means you and me are in the word.
Yes.
It is written of me as like Jesus recognizing his position.
Amen.
He knew and he knew who he was. He knew who he is.
Yes.
And who he knew who is in the scripture.
Right.
As a human, as a man, perfect
yes.
man.
Right.
Amen.
Yes.
as a perfect bride, we are coming into that position, to that condition, to that maturity, to that position. We are realizing and recognizing, identifying our position in the bride, in the world. See here, then you recognize your position in the scripture as a believer. See, you have got to recognize.
Yes.
You have got to recognize. You have got to recognize your possession as he recognized his possession.
That's right, brother. Amen.
Brother, Hallelujah. Sister, tonight, I don't want to take much time, but I know it's 8:30 here. I think you gave me what time you called me, brother? You called me at 7:30 or something? Yeah, it's 8:30, but I have lots of notes and scriptures here, and I would like to read few things for you. You know, Brother Branham is talking. I would like to read these wonderful quotations. He said, now, when we claim that we believe God, then God will identify our faith by giving us the token of the blood of Jesus. That finished work for us at Calvary.
Amen.
Then our life is in the life of our sacrifice is in us. But now the life that was in the blood becomes the token.
Amen.
And now we identify ourselves in his death and burial and resurrection by believing on him and being baptized unto his death, burial, and resurrection. When we rise up, the Holy Spirit is there to give us a token.
Amen.
An eternal token written across your heart.
Amen.
Like we read the scriptures tonight.
Hallelujah.
God is writing his word on your heart, on your heart, on your heart, on your heart, on my heart, on our hearts.
Yes.
Amen. Soul, makeup, mind, body, everything else, that you are a separated person.
Yes, sir.
From unbelief. You are a separated person from the things of the world. You are a separated from death. You are separated from everything, and you are a product.
Yes.
A kind. It's kind.
Yes.
It's bringing forth its kind. Brother Branham also saying that we are not only engaged to Christ,
right,
but we are married to Christ and bringing forth the life.
Amen.
Children.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes,
he said, you are a separated person. And he said, you are a product that God sealed into the kingdom. By his Holy Spirit. No devil, no sickness, no death, no sorrow, nor nothing else can bother you as long as you hold that token over it. Amen. Your unchanging faith persuades that, and it forms a form of Jesus Christ, the image that you are walking in today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The image of the Word. The image of the living God.
Amen
and amen. Hallelujah. He will identify himself in you with the scripture.
Yes.
And that is the true sign of the Holy Spirit is in you, because it is the word.
Yes.
And as we look into God's mirror, let's identify ourselves. For he gave others in there for examples of what we are. So let us see if we can identify our present state now with Bible characters.
Amen. Right.
I was. You know what I am.
Yes,
I am in the scripture. It is written of me.
Yes.
He said, identify your present state with now Bible character. You can identify yourself anywhere you want to in that scripture if you are a Christian.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise God.
It's not only reading. It's not only listening or hearing.
Yes.
It's not only that. It's not only that. Realizing who you are in the scripture.
Yes.
Recognizing, identifying who I am.
Amen.
And he said, look at your present state with your Bible character. Like Brother Branham talking about Abraham and Sarah,
yes,
type to the bride.
Right. Right. Amen.
Amen. Rebecca, type to the bride. Ruth, type to the bride.
Yes, sir.
Esther,
yes,
type to the bride. See, we have to recognize our possession and, you know, to identify ourselves with the Bible characters.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's look into, he said, the word creates a character. We know that. Now we look into God's mirror, identify ourselves by some person in the Bible. In James chapter 5, it says, just take an example of the holy prophets. Amen. You have to, you know, like Job and, you know, all those are great, you know, prophets of God. You know, those are good examples to us. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. There are many wonderful quotations and wonderful things here, Brother Branham talking about. And here he says, and today he is standing among us in the person of the Holy Ghost, manifesting himself more and more, coming into his church, making himself known, because him and the bride and the groom will be the same. Amen. Making himself known. And one day you will see that the one that you felt in your heart, which was written by him, which we have read, which we have felt in our heart, we will see him like him. We will be like him when he appears. Amen. Hallelujah. And see his identification will become personalized before you. Then you and he are one. You have invited by the word, and the word was in the beginning. We'll go back to the beginning, which is God. Back to the beginning. He's bringing back to the beginning. He's bringing back to that eternity. He's bringing back. So that's why he knew who he was. So that's why he's bringing his bride to that situation, that position. So that's why he said, he spoke to the tree. He spoke to the dead man. He spoke to the people. He spoke in word, created, and the life became alive. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dead became alive.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. If he would have come out, whole tomb has been opened. But he said, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. You have invited by the word, and the word was in the beginning. We'll go back to the beginning, which is God. And that day you will know. Hallelujah. That I am in the Father, in the Father in me, and I in you, and you in me. Hallelujah. We are here. We are here now. We are coming to that possession. We are coming to that maturity. We are coming to that rapturing condition. We are coming, hallelujah, to that point. We are here, hallelujah. I'm so glad to see him personifying himself right among us and see what he promised for the word. Not what somebody emotion singing and jumping and dancing, but by his word, amen. He's making himself known. He's making himself known. He shall know. And he himself knowing, making himself knowing himself and personifying. He says, Brother Branham said here, personifying himself right among us. And here we are, lower edition age, the Sodomite age. Oh, I don't want to go there. Sodomite age.
Oh, yes.
They don't know who they are. Are you animal? Are you dog knows who he is?
Yeah,
monkey knows what he who is that. They know their kind. But the people, the Satan coming into the bodies of humans and making them mess, and they are not realizing, recognizing, identifying who they are. Mixed up. Hybrid. Hybrid. The Sodomite age. And here we are. The ministry has come through every angle of the world. And I believe the entire mystery of God, it's already been preached. Now it's identification of Christ among his people. God working in human flesh. God working in human flesh. Devil also working in the human flesh there.
Yes.
But God working in the human flesh in you and me tonight.
Amen.
God working in you and me tonight.
Yes,
God working. So then the sickness, devil, no disease, nothing can stand before you, because God working in your body, in your soul, in your mind, in your heart, in your life.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Nothing like this message.
That's right.
Hallelujah. This message brought us back to the real original truth and opened our spiritual sight to see and read between in the lines.
Amen.
The revealed word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Dear saints of God, I really appreciate you all. And thank you so much. And we love you all. Praying for you all. God bless you, saints. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When God touches you, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You are filled with the Word. You are inserted by His Word. So when He touches you, the Word comes up. Like when we are touching our touch screen, iPads or tablets or iPhones or whatever you call, all electronic things. But we are more than that. When God touches you, when an unbeliever, when you are working in your job, at your company or at your church, or when you are walking, when you are doing things, when God touches you, when a people touches you, the Word comes out. Because you are inserted. You are fed by the Word. You are filled with the Word. God working in human flesh. Hallelujah! God working in human flesh. Hallelujah. Also, the devil is working. The world is in sodomite condition. But the bride is in the bright age. The Word age. Like prophet of God said, we are passed from that horse and buggy and automobile, aeroplane. Now, we are astronaut age. Yes. And Enoch typed to the bride. Amen. Yes. And Enoch walked with God. And God, and he was not. The Bible says he was not. Not. N-O-T not. N-A-U-T not. Astronaut. We are the astronauts. Amen. The bride of Christ. Yes. Amen. We are thankful to God for this wonderful message. Yes. My uncle one time, He is a multi-millionaire in India. He asked me to, come and join in his, ministry. He's a national director of Baptist ministries. He asked me to come and join in his ministry. He said, I will pay for your graduation fees and your books, and I will pay everything. And then after we'll send you for Bachelor of Divinity and Doctor of Divinity and all. And then after we'll appoint you as a coordinator in the state ministry, and we'll help you and we'll support you. But my brother, sister, that never changed me. That I never compromised. I have never compromised, because anchored to Christ, the anointed Word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right, brother.
Thanks to the Lord. Nothing like this message. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. God bless you all, saints. I turn the service to the pastor, Brother Andrew. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, brother.
Good one, brother.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let's praise the Lord for a little bit here. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. From your heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to salvation, so rich. Aren't you happy tonight? Aren't you thankful to God? Oh, thank
You've been so good, Lord. For saving my soul. Oh, thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, let's bow our heads together tonight, hearing God's word. Jesus said, you see things that kings and prophets wanted to see. And even those prophets, you know, Paul said, I will see in a glass darkly, but at that day we'll see face to face. And God has come in this day. He's opened up the seals and He's shown us His face in the sky. We can see Him face to face.
Amen.
The same word that opened up on Sunset Mountain over there is opening up in our hearts. He's the same God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who is this Melchizedek? The same one that was there with Abraham. The one with Daniel. The one all the way down to us today. Praise His name. Hallelujah. With every head bowed, every heart before Him. Respect God's presence tonight. I know you believe that He is here. There's something different than human beings. To the world, it's just four walls. It's a few people. Who knows about them folks? They're kind of different. But God sees you. He says, I want to go there. I want to go to Truth Tabernacle. Because I see what's He want. What's the pearl of great price? He said that soul that's in there is worth more than 10,000 worlds. Amen. And He sees our souls. Aren't you happy He saw yours?
Yes.
If you've received the Holy Ghost, brother, sister, never identify as an unbeliever. Identify as the believer.
Amen.
That God has now witnessed you are. When you were in the world, you didn't know. But when God gave you the Holy Ghost, that was a sign for you that you are a believer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. As we allow the Holy Spirit to work in our midst tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe now. Believe in all things. Are you afflicted? Are you hurting in body, hurting in soul, hurting in spirit? Has the enemy got into your life? Have doubts in your heart. Don't believe in that. Put your faith in what the Word said about you. Reach up right where you're at. That's faith of God. It's in you, brother, sister.
Amen.
God put it there.
Amen.
Just reach up and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, if you need healing, I'm healed today because you said it. Praise God. If you've got stale on God, you backslid on Him. Say, Lord, but today I believe. I need a filling of the Holy Ghost. I need a refreshing of God's presence. I need that assurance again. God is faithful to that. He'll do it over and over. He loves us, brother, sister. He loves us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be in a hurry. I know it's fine. You'll be all right. Tomorrow I'll get here when it does. But tonight, you're in the presence of the King. Don't be in a hurry to come out of His presence. Do you have a need tonight? Amen. We've got a sister here. I've discerned that before this. Hallelujah. Just believe now. Believe. All your doubt, all your fears, they've got to go out the window. Don't listen to that. That's the enemy. Someone says, oh, it's just, it don't make any difference. It's still going to be the same. Oh, the Word said, ask anything in my name and I will do it. Recognize as a believer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You feel the power. power of God in the building. It's the same thing that healed Sister Violet right in service, healed Mom in service, has healed Sister all around this room. He's the same right now. He doesn't change. He's just as glorious as he ever was. Don't let one doubt enter. Oh my, just blow through this wall right now. Praise God. He's faithful. The true word is preached. He shows up to vindicate it. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else with a need that believes this word? Come forward now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, then praise him. If you've got all your needs, you ought to be the happiest people on the planet. And I believe that's true. That's the believer's position, heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Far above all sin and shame and sickness and pain, all into a whole different world that this world don't even know anything about. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Be spiritual. Think on him. Believe him with all your heart. Don't keep seeing that doubt trying to come back. I keep hearing that. Don't do that, brother, sister. Well, I did this yesterday. Did you come to the blood today? Are you in the blood of Christ? Then he doesn't see you. He sees himself. Hallelujah. Make your heart right before God to get that condemnation out of your life. Don't live that way. It's too late of an hour to live with condemnation in our hearts. If God's convicted you of something wrong, make it right there with him now. Then you can have confidence towards God because you know you're right with God. You know the blood's forgive you, and you know that every promise is yours. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else? I've waited on the Holy Spirit. He's here. Praise God. That's all right, Brother John. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The rest of you gather in prayer. Believe now, Brother Six. Hallelujah. We're going to pray with these together. Let Brother Samson lead. The rest of you just believe. Say, Father, whatever's on my sister's heart, my brother's heart, sister over here, I believe with them, Lord.
Yes.
I believe your word comes to pass tonight. We're going to pray. You keep praying, believe.